Sometimes we'll see that that people come and join us on Hari Nam, and sometimes they're more enthusiastic than the devotees. You know, that we've been chanting for years, but we see sometimes that people will come in and get that initial.
So you're saying that people who join us for Hari Nam, you mean off the street?
Yeah, off the street. Sometimes they'll come on, and then they really, and the devotees, sometimes you see them, they're really. You know, they do it as a chore or something like that. It's like they're dragging their feet, and then you see people are just, you know, come in and they're really enthusiastic, and they really have.
Yeah, of course, the devotees going out on Hari Nam, and devotees going out on Hari Nam, and people who join are sort of two kettle of fish. People who join are, for them it's just a kick. So what they're enthusiastic in, unless they're very, very pious, it's rarely because they're necessarily spiritually touched. They enjoy the chanting. It's a nice, it's a good dance. It's a good beat. They like the song, Hari Hari, and of course devotees, if they're not pure chanters or offenseless chanters, if they're not necessarily in the preaching mood, because to go out on Hari Nam is like going out on book distribution, is like going out distributing prasadam, going preaching. You got to get out of your comfort zone. And it may be raining, it may be cold. Some people may be unfavorable towards us on Hari Nam. So anyway, there's so much there, and sometimes devotees, well, it's nice and comfortable being in the temple and just continuing my service. But actually, this is everybody's service, doing Hari Nam, doing book distribution, if not full-time, at least on occasion. And it's very important, getting out of that comfort zone for all of us, whether it's sitting behind a managerial desk, whether it's, doing deity worship or cook. It's important that we really connect. We connect with the preaching spirit, and we get out there, because that's what Lord Chaitanya's movement's about. It's not about staying in temples. It's not about getting people to come to temples. It's about going out and taking the temple to the people. And that mood devotees will have automatically if they chant offenselessly, but even if they don't, then by good association, they can pick up that mood. They can feel the need. Jiva Doya Krishna Nam. Something else along those lines? Were you on Hari Nam the other day?
Yeah, we go to weekly. We do Kali from Swansea once a week. So
devotees who don't really participate so much in the process. Wow, look at the size of that mosque over there.
Yeah.
If they really don't participate in the process, they don't. I'm not really understanding what Krishna consciousness is about yet. That Krishna consciousness is not just about us becoming Krishna conscious. It's not even just about providing a place of worship for people to come to, but it's this missionary spirit that is really constantly burning in Srila Prabhupada, who was really in tune with what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire, what was the mood of Lord Nityananda, and what Lord Chaitanya's associates were doing, not only when they started the Sankirtan movement, but as it continued. What the real meaning of Krishna Varna Tusa Krishnam is, and the mission of actually our whole parampara is to, in this day and age, to deliver Krishna consciousness to people, and deliver means just that. It means like you're a postman, you're going door to door. And that's why Srila Prabhupada used this term door to door so often. Practically speaking, you got to go like Lord Nityananda, they're just knocking on every door. And you just go knocking on people's door and you deliver Krishna consciousness to them. And that for that spirit to be there, sadhu sangha, namakirtan, bhagavata shravana, if you hear properly, if you associate properly, if you chant properly, it'll come.
Missionary spirit.
Yeah.
How we can maintain the missionary spirit, and how we can focus our life on these two words, missionary spirit, all the time.
Yeah, it's difficult because even, well, missionary is one, the other word is sort of pioneering. It sort of better reflects, because usually when people talk about, you know, pioneering means you go somewhere where people haven't been, and, you know, you start something that hasn't been done, but once you've gone there, once you've done it, then you're there, it's done, then there's nowhere else to go. And so the idea of a perpetual pioneering spirit means that it's like always ongoing, that there's no end, it just continually goes. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada physically came to the West to spread Krishna consciousness, and you could say Krishna consciousness is all over the world, but it's all over the world with, you know, what percent of the population? A fraction of a percent of the population. So, whereas it may have scattered in all the different countries, but it certainly hasn't spread or taken over in all the different countries, hasn't become the mainstream religion of all the countries of the world. And so there's certainly lots of scope for the missionary and for the pioneering spirit. But we've a lot to learn from the Christian missionaries, for instance, who, you know, they went, and they went to all different countries. But once again, it was the same thing, is that they did a missionary activity, meant you go to another geographical part of the world. But once you're there and things are established, then sort of the missionary spirit wanes. And yeah, here's our church, and you come to the church. There were no churches before. Now we've built a church, and once we build a church, then we're not out on the street. We're not out with the people anymore. We're just waiting for the people to come to us. And it really, really requires to be in tune with Srila Prabhupada, because we see there were many Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Prabhupada's time, Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, and pure devotees. But still, they didn't have that same missionary spirit. So it's extremely important for devotees, and that's why it's such an important thing that devotees have to be in tune with Srila Prabhupada. They need to read Prabhupada Lilamrita, they need to hear Prabhupada's lectures, they need to really be clear on what this Krishna consciousness movement is about, why it was established. And if we're really in tune with that, then we may be brahmacharis, we may be grihasthas, we may be vanaprasthas or sannyasis, then we'll understand what continuing a missionary spirit is, and maintaining that missionary spirit throughout our lives. Like Srila Prabhupada, he just had it, you know, from throughout his life. It was always there. And that was Prabhupada's empowerment. And similarly, if we want to be empowered, that's also what we really need to do. And really, it comes down to the importance of connection with the founder Acharya in the Krishna consciousness movement. Okay, Hare Krishna.